Are you sitting down? Our reality check this morning is a sobering story by Honolulu Civil Beach reporter Marcel Honore. Good morning, Marcel.
Hey, Catherine. Sorry to keep bringing the sobering stories.
Well, you know, the headline screams $88 billion, a new price tag for fixing Hawaii's infrastructure. I mean, that's like rail times nine.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like at a certain point, you know, you're throwing out massive numbers that, you know, really just sound super daunting, and they're very hard to even conceive of, right? What this is, though, this is from a new report that's out from the Hawaii Executive Conference. And what the Hawaii Executive Conference basically is this annual forum comes together, invitation only, of a lot of local thought leaders, you know, business executives, but also from academia and economists and, you know, the nonprofit sector, and just kind of a who's who, key players that come together. And one of the committees looked at the fiscal outlook for the state, and they came up with this really dire picture. They came up with an $88 billion price tag that includes key infrastructure repairs and fixes and even new infrastructure that the state is going to need over the next 30 years, as well as they throw in the public retirement unfunded liabilities. Those amount to about $25 billion. They look at about $47 billion on the infrastructure front. And they also throw in $15.3 billion that we know of for climate resiliency and kind of preparing the island's infrastructure against sea level rise and more severe tropical cyclones and the like. And they even admit this is an incomplete picture, but that's what they're putting out there.
Okay. And then what's the solution? How are we going to pay this?
Well, that's, you know, and that's even kind of the harder part of this is they're very upfront saying they go to great lengths to detail the problem. And then they say, well, but we don't have the solution. The solution is, you know, we couldn't even, you know, would we even be honest if we were to say, and here's what we're going to do. But what they do propose is that, you know, there does need to be a great meeting of the minds to make some serious planning, serious consensus building that goes beyond, you know, the state capitol and the legislature and our elected officials, but really getting the community on board with some of the tough choices that lie ahead. And even more so, they go into what role will government be able to play? I mean, you know, it's already stretched. These services are getting more and more expensive. You know, the first 30 years of statehood, we were able to accomplish a lot with a great economy. The economy is getting more sluggish. It's going to get harder and harder to cover these more and more expensive services and key things that we've come to expect. So, yeah, that's kind of where we're at.
Why do I feel a tax coming on or higher fees?
Well, and you know, that's what they're saying we need to come to the table for. Is that really going to be the solution? Or, you know, talking to one of the main co-authors of the report, Colbert Matsumoto, who's, as you might know, is a big player out here on a lot of fronts. But he's talking about, well, how will the private sector be able to get involved? And this gets into these bigger ideological questions we have of public sector versus private sector and the relationship that those two have. I was able to talk to Sylvia Luke, who chairs the finance committee, yesterday. And, you know, they're very honest. Yeah, we're going to need help in the decades to come as far as how we tackle these problems. But there is kind of a general wariness, right, of, well, you know, you got to – what are we talking about when we say the private sector coming in to help in things that are essentially public services, and what would that mean and what would that look like? So, yeah, a lot of heavy lifting to come in the future.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard a lot about the three Ps, right, the private-public partnership, and we've, you know, yet to see
Sure.
some of that materialize. I mean, they expect to see it happen with rail, with the stadium.
The Blaisdell. Right. It's a lot of that talk. Colbert brought up the airport authority, which doesn't exist yet. You know, the airport. Hawaii is one of the few states in the nation to have a state-run airport, and for a variety of reasons, they haven't been able to form an airport authority where the users would have more direct control over improving our airport, which needs a lot of improvements. So it's just like ideas like that, you know, they're going to be thrown around and are probably we're going to see more and more of as the state finds it harder and harder to cover its budget, you know, year in, year out for these kind of services.
Right. And I know there's the big underfunded liabilities, right, our pension or health care costs for a lot of the government workers. That's a big nut to crack.
Yeah, and that's eating up more and more of our annual budget, right? There's an interesting pie graph in the report that shows how in the coming years that's going to start eating up more than 50% of the state's general fund. So, you know, that leaves fewer dollars for schools and parks and transportation and all the other things that we, you know, we look for from government.
Okay, so it's going to be a tricky. It's going to be tricky business keeping our head above water in these troubled waters.
Yeah, sorry to bring this forward on a Wednesday.
All right. Thanks a lot, Marcel.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Marcel Henry with today's reality check. To read his story, visit civilbeat.org.